We asked the teenagers we were working with to write. They could write about almost anything. One young man, we've changed his name to preserve his identity, wrote about life and care. Next, you'll hear his story as he tells it. This is Voices of Youth and Care, coming to you from CKUT Radio in Montreal. Here's Michael's story.
The place where I wish I was is in a room not that big, but with lots of McDonald's balls. You know those balls in the kids' things? Yeah, those. With a trampoline in the middle of the room so I could jump in the air as high as I can and jump and flip into the balls.
What if today was no ordinary day?
When I was walked up, it was not bad at first because my mom was there. They were all nice, they were all smiling. Then as soon as they saw the car leave, they stopped smiling. The lady was holding my stuff when my mom was there. Then she left, so the lady dropped them and told me to go put them up in my room. When I walked upstairs, it was all dark. Some guy started screaming at me, "Who gave you permission to come up here?" I said, "Mary, I think." Then he stared at me for like 20 seconds. He gave me a little pillow with a sheet and a blanket made out of wool. It was so itching cold at night. The next morning, I told the worker it was cold. She told me she was gonna give me another blanket, but she never did. The next day they transferred me to a group home. I had to sleep with this 15-year-old guy named Andy, who would always shit in his bed at night because he was too scared to get up at night. It was so disgusting, it smelled so much, and everyone told me when I got to the group home, "Poor you, you're with Andy." The next day I go tell the lady, she's like, "What do you want me to do about it?" So I left, and I had to sleep with him for like 3 more days. Still some guy was working there, I told him, he said, "Okay, you're gonna be with Paul now." That was much better, because he was hardly there during the day. He was 17, he had to work, so I was alone except at night. It was better than sleeping with Andy. It was all good till one day I forgot to lock my locker. They stole my Discman, my Iverson jersey, and a New York Yankee hat. I told the people that worked there. They searched the rooms, but they didn't find anything. But who cares? I knew it was stealing my stuff, but I couldn't prove it. When I moved in a foster family, it was the worst. I had to sleep with a man and a woman I didn't even know. I hated every meal they made, so every day I had to eat Chef Boyardee cans. After I went outside, I looked at the streets and I felt like running away, but I told myself, if I'll run, I'll be there even longer.
Change my follow, change my style, then just say it's okay. Leave tonight,